After Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana officials sought advice from the Dutch, which makes sense. In the Netherlands, people have been managing water for about 1,000 years. But coastal communities across the world are now facing new existential threats, like rising seas, more intense storms, and heavier rain. But the Dutch government goes further than most. Its constitution promises to protect its citizens and land from threats. Reporter Tegan Wendland went to find out how they're able to keep that promise. This is the first in a week-long series in collaboration with the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate.
It's a cool November evening in Bellamyport, a neighborhood in the north of Amsterdam. People are whizzing down small streets on their bikes and mopeds, coming home from work and school. A woman pulls her bike up onto the sidewalk, and two blonde toddlers crawl out of the wooden carrier.
I'm an American reporter looking for...
This is one of the lowest-lying neighborhoods in a city that, on average, is only about 3 feet above sea level, in a country that's about 25% below sea level. It's a lot like New Orleans mid-city, so I wanted to know...
You know, do you worry about flooding in general as someone who lives in Amsterdam?
No, not now.
I surveyed the neighbors.
Are you worried about flooding here?
Oh, no, no way.
Are you worried about flooding?
Oh, no. No, never.
Flooding? No, I'm not worried about flooding.
No, I never worry about flooding. I can swim.
You probably wouldn't hear the same answers from a bunch of New Orleanians. But the thing is, the Dutch have very little reason to worry. Their constitution guarantees habitability and protection of the environment. And it's a promise the Dutch government has made good on, with a flood protection program paid for with nearly $8 billion taxpayer dollars each year. Then there's this thing.
Wow, this is really epic.
The Maasland Caring on the Dutch coast. Picture two Eiffel Towers laid on their sides, the giant white metal arms open and close when there's a big storm, blocking ocean waves and protecting millions of people. Okay. We get a tour.
Far to go is over there. We're going to walk to the ball joint, walk underneath the construction. You really get a feeling how big everything is.
After a major storm killed thousands in the 1950s, the government built a bunch of projects like this called the Delta Works. They were the pride of the nation. Almost every Dutch kid takes a field trip to the Maasland Caring. Seeing it makes them feel safe. And it's worked great so far. But storms aren't the only threat this small coastal nation faces anymore. According to scientists, the North Sea could rise more than 3 feet over the next 80 years.
So, yeah, a lot of people are very concerned.
Ferdinand Dermanse is a modeler at Deltares, a water research institute in Delft, near the coast. Scientists and government officials are modeling for different scenarios. In the best case, sea levels only rise slightly, and continued investment in coastal protection and urban water management keep the majority of the country safe and secure. Worst case?
Most of the western part of the country will be semi or fully permanently flooded.
And there would be protected hubs, probably the cities, Amsterdam, Rotterdam.
Where people still live and connect to some roads that may still exist, or maybe transportation over water.
It could become a nation of islands. This is just a test. These waves are used to replicate the ocean. They rush down a big cement canal and smash into a replica of a levee. Coastal engineer Mark Kleinbrettler watches from a little platform above the waves.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really impressive, isn't it?
It is pretty impressive. Historically, people have felt safe in the Netherlands, but the infrastructure that's worked in the past might not hold up to the heavier rain, bigger storms, and rising seas to come. So scientists and engineers are reevaluating their defenses. They want to find out how well the old stuff will hold up, and not just the Maasland Caring, but 100-year-old rock levees that protect a lot of small towns. Kleinbrettler and his engineers have built a replica here. They've carefully stacked big rocks in their wave machine, and today they're testing it to see how it'll stand up to new threats.
I think I just heard a rock fall.
Yeah. One of the blocks tumbled down, all the way down the slope.
Wow. Bad news, good news.
Well, we hoped that the structure would be more strong than we see now. But gradually, one by one, those rocks are washed away and tumble down the structure.
The old rock levee is falling apart. There are a lot of reasons why it isn't fair to compare Louisiana to the Netherlands. It's a small country with high taxes, a more homogeneous culture, less rainfall, no tropical storms. But the two places continue to face similar problems. Rising seas, subsidence, heavier rains. The Dutch are turning away from walls and levees and exploring new ways to harness the power of nature and live with more water. In Delft, the Netherlands, I'm Tegan Wensland,